Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, owner of Slapfish Restaurant Group. You can find our ridiculously fresh and refreshingly responsible seafood at slapfishrestaurantgroup.com. You're listening to my good friend Audrey Russo on Real Talk Radio. God bless, and I hope to meet you all soon.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The truth is coming out about the experimental gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine. Thousands of deaths and maimings. So why isn't it being pulled from the market? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Diana West is the author of several best-selling books, including The Death of the Grown-Up, How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization, and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. And she's also the author of the new bestseller, The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Diana has also been a columnist for The Washington Times, Scripps Howard News Service, and United Media, and she can be read at the Daily. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Diana West.
I'm here. Thank you.
It's great to have you back with us, Diana.
I am thrilled to be back, Audrey, to be honest.
I can't wait to jump into this information because you're one of the few that are willing to talk about any of this. So I really appreciate it. And I appreciate the letter that you wrote to the president of Yale about the forced vaccination policy. Would you share a little about that?
Yes. Well, I think it's important for everyone who graduated from any school or college or university that is now mandating this experimental genetic therapy on students to write, to voice their opinion of this, because to me, this is medical totalitarianism that has a permanent harm potential for each and every individual who is vaccinating as a result. And of course, I'm talking about the COVID quote vaccine. And Yale turns out to be one of about at least 300 colleges and universities across this country that are requiring young people, teenagers, to vaccinate themselves with this experimental vaccine, regardless of the fact that they are at the lowest possible risk of actually suffering from this thing called COVID. So it turns out that once you do the numbers, you're looking at something like they are 50 times more likely to suffer from a vaccination, a COVID vaccination, than they are to suffer from COVID. Right. So given numbers like that, and we can cherry pick or, you know, change the numbers here or there depending, but basically it is a stark risk from vaccination versus a minimal risk from COVID. It is, to me, a real crime against the student bodies, which is part of humanity, to require this vaccine as a condition of attending school. So I decided this was something that was brought to bear on a website I bring up often on your show, Robert Kennedy's childrenshealthdefense.org, which has a newsletter called The Defender. And they had pulled together a spreadsheet of all these schools with email addresses, so it makes it very simple for people to write to their respective institutions. So I did. And basically, I think the important point here is that people have a choice. They should have a choice. They should have informed consent and make this decision for themselves, whether they are old or young. And this choice is being taken away as a condition of education. That to me is unconscionable. And it actually goes not just against our rights as free people, as I told President Salovey, but it actually goes against the Nuremberg Code, which outlaws forced medical intervention and medical experimentation on human beings. Yeah. And that's what we're looking at.
That's exactly what we're looking at. It's clear they already, it is, it's wrong, actually. They're using the term illegally. It's not a vaccine,
right?
Like saying, right? Because
it's say that often enough, right?
Right. And we have to, because they're lying. The trial period is not over until 2023. So, yeah, think about this. So, yes, we are the lab rats. Here's the thing that is just an abomination is that they are requiring it and giving threats that you can't, you know, attend the school, and then they will not be responsible for the ramifications of that, nor will, and then what happens is you're having insurance companies that are rejecting any care for it.
Right.
In the cases of employment, they're not giving them, and I've seen it, you know, as a matter of fact, there was I forgot the name of the show, but there was three healthcare workers that were pressured into it, and they got it, and all three of them have neurodegenerative diseases now, and no one will help them. One was Pfizer, one was AstraZeneca. They won't even respond. Their employer, they fired them. There's no workman's comp. There's nothing for them, and the insurance companies will not. They won't admit it's from the jab. They won't help them. So this is an abomination. It keeps growing because now we have, of course, Veyers. Let's even look at the fact that they okayed it for pregnant women. Okay.
Yes.
And they've gotten the jab. It's rising miscarriages. In the UK, it's up 366% miscarriages. And Veyers, with only 1% as of June 18th, with only 1% reporting in Veyers, 720 miscarriages. With this decline in births due to the jab, and it is due to the jab, is it possible that this is not a mistake but a plan? I mean, I know that sounds terrible.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it is possible. Anything is possible at this point, and we have to start putting the pieces together logically, because if we know this, if we have access even to the government's own figures, which, as you rightly point out, are severely underreporting the actual incidence of these tragedies, these human tragedies, these losses, if we know this, they know this. So if we both have knowledge and they are going ahead with this regardless, we know that they are callous to human life. We know that as a matter of fact.
Right.
And we can compare this, going back, we talked about this, to the 1970s with the swine flu vaccine, which was a terrible program. Okay. After 25 deaths and millions of vaccinations, 25 deaths, the U.S. government, a better U.S. government, said, no more. This is too risky. Yes, of course, most people won't have this terrible thing happen to them, but you never know. You put your arm out, you don't know if you're going to die or not, so we can't allow this to go to our people. We do not have that goodness in our public servants any longer, with perhaps one exception we might talk about later, Senator Ron Johnson. But overall, we are looking at this, I don't know if this is a word, but like this callousification, this callousing of the spirit, of the human soul, that is talking like totalitarians. When you talk about collective good, when you talk about statistics instead of human lives, you are talking like Stalin. You are talking like Hitler. You are talking like a totalitarian society that no longer gives any respect to a human life, an individual, a person who is a father or a mother or a child. You do not. You are looking at them as something impersonal and not real, and they are expendable. And the treatment you're describing with people who can't get recourse to medical care, even palliative care, because so many of these injuries are actually so horrendous, they literally just need to get some symptoms softened to even be able to exist without going insane and killing themselves, which has happened. You are looking at this unbelievable hardening of our authority structure, which has become totalitarian.
Yes.
There is no freedom here to discuss it, and there is little freedom to resist it. The pressure is intense. It's growing. You know, I don't know if we're in a bit of a lull right now as we go toward a new, you know, everybody gets a bit sick in the fall, winter. And so how are they going to weaponize that against the unvaccinated, et cetera, et cetera? So I think they're biding their time a little bit here. But basically, we have to understand that the individual is the center of our religion, and it's the center of our government as written by our founders, and it should be the center of ours morally. And when you, just one more point, you pointed out that they have no fiscal responsibility to help people who've been harmed by the vaccine. They are morally culpable. They are guilty as charged of kill shots, of knowingly causing harm and even death to anybody who has mandated this vaccine against his will.
Yes. And you mentioned informed consent. That is the only thing under law that protects them. And it has not been so. And in many cases, people went and got shots. They were not informed that anything could happen. Right. You had some that were saying, well, as a matter of fact, those nurses in the Houston hospital, 117 of them that said, the woman that's heading this up said, they said to me, it's 100% safe, but they wanted me to sign a waiver. She says, why should I sign a waiver? It's 100% safe. Right. And there it is. The lies are stunning. And you're right. We've turned into, it's a tyrannical government, and those that we put in are cowards, except for one, which we're going to talk about right now, which is Ron Johnson. He seems to be the only senator, the only one in Congress at this point. You know, Rand Paul has brought up things and pointed out things about Fauci, but Ron Johnson is the only one that is exposing, devastating COVID jab adverse reactions. You want to share about that? The conference, everyone should see this, and they should go to your website because you have the link there.
Yes. Well, this, just to preface it with the government's own figures through its vaccine, they call it adverse event reporting system, adverse event, such an impersonal term, injury and death reporting system, it should be.
It should be.
According to their own figures, the CDC figures, we are now up to reports of over 6,000 deaths linked to these experimental COVID injections.
With 1% reporting, that is. That's just 1%,
So think about it.
Stunning.
And nearly 30,000 serious injuries. That doesn't ignore the tens of thousands of injuries, which are probably pretty horrible, but the serious ones, that is a massive number. So with that as the sort of background here, Senator Johnson on Monday of this week posted with an NFL football star whose name is slipping my mind at the moment, but it was the two of them that put this event together, where they would bring together several people, human beings, mothers, wives, people who had suffered, and the football star himself, his own wife, had suffered adverse reactions to these vaccines, some of them in trials. In other words, so their serious reactions were well known before public access to this injection regime. So think about that as culpability. It wasn't like this all started happening after day one of the public access to these shots. And this is sort of the latest and greatest thing that Senator Johnson has done to try to bring reality back to this issue, to try to bring debate, to try to bring facts, which the media hide and distort, the politicians ignore. And I'm sorry, Rand Paul talking about Dr. Fauci is beside the point.
Right.
When you're trying to save lives here, you talk about the impact of these vaccination shots on human life. You warn them, don't get vaccinated, don't get shots. don't go in there. Don't put your arm out. Don't put your child's arm out, for God's sake.
Oh my gosh.
This is what a moral and responsible and sane and good leader would do. And so far, basically, it's Senator Johnson. And
that's it.
Thank you, Senator Johnson.
Yes.
But what's so fascinating and, you know, just so predictable is as soon as he, and this is not the first thing he's done along these lines, but this is certainly the most dramatic. And I really recommend people watch this. And I know you'll put it at your site, Audrey, but the way the press covered it was Senator Johnson in backlash for spreading misleading information about COVID vaccines.
Oh my gosh.
They
are our enemy. Okay. In case you're wondering, listeners, the major media is our enemy. And that's proof of it right there.
Right there. Every single story that I could find to sort of, that's not how I was taught to be a journalist. I was taught you do when, where, why, how, why, you know, that kind of thing. You answer questions, you say what happened. And if you're a journalist, you're not an opinion writer, that's what you do. You try to say what happened. It's sort of the way you get interesting stories. What happened? Not fighting backlash for, well, what did he say? What did they say? That's hardly even in the stories. And then they start trotting out various paid professional mouthpieces to debunk human experience, people who are coming forward in wheelchairs with tubes out of them. How do you say that's misleading? I mean, this is the thing. It's so monstrous. It's not theoretical at this point. None of this is theoretical. We're not talking about graphs and charts and scientific test tubes. You know, these are human lives. So that's kind of where we are, where somebody puts his head up. And, you know, again, kudos to Senator Johnson, my favorite American politician. And they try to run him down. He's been removed from YouTube for, quote, spreading information deemed, you know, misleading by Google or YouTube or these big tech censors. His witnesses, he's had doctors. I just want to mention Dr. Pierre Corey, who is a critical care physician who testified last year couple of times before Ron Johnson's hearings. After the first time, which was in May of last year, he resigned from, he was at University of Wisconsin, the academic medical center there. He resigned as a result of saying what his experience was in successfully treating COVID patients with you know, things that were not sanctioned by YouTube, I guess. And later he went to another hospital. He went to Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee. And after he testified before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, again, talking about, in this case, ivermectin and the success he was having with ivermectin in treating COVID, he resigned from that hospital. And he told a reporter that the hospital wanted to limit his freedom of speech.
Wow.
So look at what's happening, America. We have been turned into a country run by the modern Pravda. Run by the modern, Nazi publications. I mean, this is how serious this is, where scientific debate, I mean, think about how many doctors you may have come in contact in your own life, aside from COVID, who have different treatments, and you go from one, you try another. Remember, get a second opinion. And,
oh, gee, whatever happened to that? What happened to patients' rights?
Gone.
Patients' rights are gone.
God.
Patients' rights, and to call something misleading, I'll tell you the greatest abomination, and other doctors, especially frontline doctors, have said, is the other doctors in this country who are staying quiet in order to protect their license, and so you will let a lies go out in your entire industry, it used to be a profession, now it's an industry to me, be destroyed because you're worried about protecting your license. Well, that license is not protected, so don't even, you know, you're dreaming. Then I think probably the even greater insult is the corporate communists, like, let's pick on British Airways, who had they required their pilots to get the experimental jab. Four of them died, and they're not even connecting it to four healthy men, because you have to be healthy to be a pilot. They died, and they say, oh, no, it has nothing to do with the jab. They're insulting our intelligence.
Right. They're insulting our intelligence. And notice, if you are traveling this summer, how likely it is that you will have your flight canceled. If you Google cancellation of flights, you see massive numbers of canceled flights. Is that normal? I don't think so. I mean, this is a concern about vaccinated pilots that is now something we need to factor into.
That's frightening. Think about
our
that.
World. It is frightening. The whole thing is frightening. There's a specter out there that is just has invaded every single institution we have. And, you know, again, thank goodness for Ron Johnson and, you know, America's Frontline Doctors, the doctors, Pierre Corey. There are many honorable and outspoken medical and scientific professionals who really take their oath, do no harm, seriously, right, and trying to seek answers, truth, debate, get their other colleagues' information out there. I mean, that's how we all benefit. So much of this stuff is basically, I mean, it's kind of witchcraft a lot of the time when you're dealing with an unknown human ailment. I mean, they don't really know what they're doing. A lot of the time they try this, they try that. And, you know, that's how these things get advanced. But I want to point something really creepy out, which Dr. Joseph Mercola, who is one of the doctors out there who's trying to find the truth and not shy of debate and putting out there everything he can, he actually put on his Twitter account, which strangely enough still exists, he noted another physician named Dr. Robert W. Malone, who had noticed that in this, you know, this trusted news initiative, this creepy Orwellian kind of thing where they're censoring information and they call it trusted news, that this is all regarding, you know, COVID injection news, where they censor information. Look at, he highlighted the Twitter account of someone named Jim Smith, who is a board member of Pfizer and the chairman of Reuters.
Wow.
Put that together. Pfizer and Reuters. The same person. Yeah. Reuters being one of the largest, if not the largest, wire services in the world. So responsible for controlling information. And they've got, as their chairman, they have a board member of Pfizer, which I think I remember they're pushing a little shot out there for COVID, right? Yes, Pfizer?
Exactly.
Rings a bell. Well, how's that? I mean, we're way past conflict of interest. This is a basically coming together of totalitarians in an alliance. They are controlling the news. And so when you say, is this about something like a depopulation agenda? We know they think about these things. They write papers on it.
The World Economic Forum does all the time. Tries to think of ways to depopulate. Of course, they won't go first, right?
No, they're in charge of, they'll tell you who goes first.
Yes.
And it is truly frightening because I think most people can't even factor this kind of evil into their own understanding of world events, which becomes probably the greatest cover that these villains have. They're all pretty much what I would consider insane, and yet they're so powerful. Well, we know from history that's very dangerous when people who are insane in terms of their callousness toward human life, their vanity, their ego, their decision, they can run everything. I mean, this is megalomania, right?
Yeah.
Well, they happen to be calling the shots today.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's so frightening. And I think the medical tyranny, as again, the doctors who have kept quiet during this time when they know that their own profession was being destroyed, they don't realize something. There are many people that I know of that used to trust doctors. They don't know who to trust anymore, so they're not looking for it. They're looking for natural. And I think you should look for natural solutions. Yeah, which I have for some time, and I think that people need to seek elsewhere, because if your doctor wouldn't stand up to this, he's part of the problem, and you can't trust him. I'm sorry to say that, but that's how I feel.
Absolutely, no. It's time for people to realize that the authorities we have been really indoctrinated to trust without questioning over so many generations at this point are completely untrustworthy and are no longer acting in really the human interest. They're acting in their own, what they consider to be their own interest.
Yeah.
And the moral aspect is gone.
That's
the amoralism, and we've seen this, you know, it's not like this is new. We've seen this in societies that are taken over by fear and totalitarianism. And people in these situations, I mean, it's a very hard situation for a person who does not have a splendid kind of courage and has, you know, hostages to fortune, their children, their jobs, their life. I mean, they have these lives, and then they lock into this immorality and this web of lies that only imprisons them more and more deeply. And they become really lost to us. And it's just, you have to really be careful who you know, where you place your trust. And in this case, we're not talking about our taxation or even a border wall or, you know, some kind of political matter. We're really talking about our lives and our children's lives. And so that's why it's the most important question, subject that we have. And what really dismays me, Audrey, is how normal people, when you sort of get among people, they're not talking about this. I'm not finding people at large talking. I'm not finding people seem to want to put it away and pretend it's not there. And that's very, you know, it's a dangerous moment we're in this summer of 2021.
Yeah, because we have to take this seriously.
Yeah.
Because they were successful. They'll use it again, unfortunately, because we do have tyrants. This is not a political thing, because they're tyrants. This mindset is on both the left and the right. This is tyrannical, and we have to do something about this now. We can't say, okay, well, we're getting back to normal. Well, don't be so sure.
No, it's not normal.
I hate to say that. No.
Yeah, if you've been vaccinated, don't get the booster. Believe me, you're going to see a big campaign for a booster. If you're unvaccinated, stay that way.
Yes.
Wait. And basically plant potatoes. I mean, you know, we're looking at a lot of issues in terms of the food supply, in terms of their next maneuvers, because look,
yes,
if they can plan a fake pandemic, which is what this was, it was an absolute fake. This was not a pandemic.
No.
They had to change the definition to remove mortality to even get it as a definition here.
Yes.
Not, if they can plan a fake pandemic, if they can create a break in our food supply of last year, remember the toilet paper scare that got everybody to empty their grocery shelves?
Yes.
They can do that again. They can do other things. They've learned how compliant most populations are, and
Sarah,
we have to not let them do it again. We cannot comply with any of this, and you have to learn to resist the deception by learning it is deception and really just take it from there and start protecting yourself and your families.
Yeah. In other words, use the brain that God gave you. It's time.
Yes.
No longer can you sit back and comfort. You can't. Diana.
And your soul.
Yeah, and your soul. Yeah, absolutely. Where can the listeners follow and support your brilliant work and purchase your books, including The Red Thread? Where can they do that?
Well, you can find everything at my website, dianawest.net. I am on Gab at Real Diana West. And I have a Patreon channel under my name as well, Diana West at Patreon. So I'm not sure if that's the link, but that's me. If you search Diana West on Patreon, you can find it. And I vent there in between coming on your show to vent. So,
And of course, well, you won't have to search for it because I will have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that Diana just shared. Thank you so much, Diana, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.
Bye for now, Audrey. God bless you as well.
Thank you.